Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Mr. Wonderful at your service. Very excited about having Scott Ferguson on the show. Scott's a new friend. He's new to the show, but his organization is not new to us. We've known about the World Trade Centers around the world for a long time. In fact, before 9/11, we were interviewing members of the World Trade Center team for a long time now. There's something called the World Trade Centers Association, and Scott is the CEO of that group. And I've asked him to join us to talk to us about that group and what they offer and how you and I can benefit from them and trade in general, because I think it's really important that we focus on that right now for a couple of other reasons, which I'll bring up a little bit later and which we talked about actually a little bit yesterday. Scott Ferguson, welcome to the show.
Take the invitation. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. So you've got a long history with the of success with the WTCA. Tell the audience now. My audience knows that there are World Trade Centers all over the place. But in case there are some people who might have joined me since the last time we talked about this, tell us what World Trade Centers are and the association.
Sure. Well, we're a business, a global business organization spread around the world. We have over 300 members in 90 countries. So we've got very extensive coverage. We have over 70 in the United States and Mexico, but primarily we're evenly spread throughout the world. So our goal is to promote trade and investment from amongst our members. And the most important thing about our network is that we're city-based. And that's really at a time when I think cities are stepping up and becoming the leaders around the world in countries to promote trade and investment.
When you say city-based, why is it important to distinguish that way?
You know what? Because we made the decision many years ago. Well, you know, as opposed to country-based, right?
Okay.
The thing about cities is that we allow one World Trade Center per city. So once a World Trade Center is located, that can be the only one. So you've essentially got exclusivity for that city. Now, whether or not we saw this coming or not 50 years ago, I'm not sure. But really what's happened is cities have become the economic engines of countries, and they've stepped up quite significantly. Mm-hmm. So that's where people are living. That's where businesses are locating, and that's the brand that's being developed. So we fortunately happen to be, in my view, an economic business development organization that's city-based at a time when cities are stepping up.
Well, that's a very interesting point that you make. And, of course, even if the installations are out across the country, across the hinterlands, across the flyover parts of those countries, the centers of power are clearly in the cities, and there's no question about that. That's where the headquarters are. And so that makes perfect sense. But now, you know, we're familiar with, on this show, we're familiar with the Department of Commerce. We're familiar with the World Trade, the Trade Representative, the U.S. Trade Representative. We've talked about that on the show. We've done a lot of Commerce Department, a lot of exporting with the U.S. Commerce Department interviews. We're familiar with American Chambers of Commerce, the AmCham. We're familiar with the Ex-Im Bank. We talk about all those things on this show. Tell us where WTC fits into all that.
Well, I think that WTC connects all of those. I don't think we compete or we're adverse to any of those organizations. Because we're city-based and because we have what I call a very diverse membership base, each city gets to decide how they're going to leverage the license within the city, and most cases it's done through partnerships. So the organizations you've mentioned are strong partners of the WTC.
Yeah, you guys work very closely with the Commerce Departments. I mean, there are 100 plus Commerce Department offices in this country, and there are many, many more around the world. I'm sure you guys are good friends around the world with the MCHAM folks and all that. I mean, there's too much work and not enough people to do all this, isn't there?
No, you're absolutely right. But the key is about collaboration, and I think that's a key word for us, because as an association, we're built to collaborate and to work with each other and to work with our members. So it's only natural that we would also collaborate with other partners within the cities that we are located in. And the other thing, Jim, it's really interesting about this association is that we've got this really interesting mix with private and public sector. So we're not just one. You can go to any of our membership countries around the world. You can go to China. You can go to Asia, India. And you will see a mix of government agencies as well as private sector players within our membership. So
I need your website, Scott.
Yeah, WTCA.org.
WTCA.org, World Trade Center Association.org. We're going to talk about that trade opportunity that he mentioned earlier. And I've got some thoughts. You know how I'm feeling. I feel about trade these days, especially now. 2012. Good blessings. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.